Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Welcome to your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to just say thank you to you, because no other person, no other God deserves praises as you do. You are the Almighty God. You are the one who has kept us. You are the one who have provided for us. You have shielded us from all manners of evil, all manners of attack, several of which we are not even aware of. Father, Lord, in all, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for being our God. Thank you for being our helper. Thank you for being our provider, our sufficiency, our all in all. Above all, Lord, I want to thank you, Lord, for the salvation of our souls, for having redeemed us from the kingdom of darkness. You have brought us into your marvelous light. We are grateful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for all the previous broadcasts. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the souls that have been won to your kingdom, for all manners of testimonies we have heard. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. So, brothers and sisters, I'll be discussing with us what I titled, Seek After Godly Wisdom. And may the Lord grant you His wisdom in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the grace to make the right choices the Lord will release unto you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus at every stage of your life. He will be with you. He will guide you. He will direct you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm taking my text today from the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 3. I'm reading from verse 13 to 22. Proverbs 3, 13 to 22. The Bible says, blessed is the one who finds wisdom and the one who gets understanding. For the gain for her is better than gain from silver, and her profit better than gold. She is more precious than jewels, and nothing you desire can compare with her. Long life is in her right hand, and in her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who lay hold of her, and those who hold her fast are called blessed. The Lord, by wisdom, founded the earth. By understanding, he established the heavens. By his knowledge, the deep broke open, and the clouds dropped down the dew. My son, do not lose sight of this. Keep sound wisdom and discretion, and there will be life for your soul and adornment for your neck. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The title is Seek After Godly Wisdom. You can see from that passage, there are so many things we can learn from that passage. We are told that wisdom is better than silver, it's better than gold, is better than the most precious jewel you can imagine. So why can't we seek after it? It's God that gives wisdom. The Bible tells us in the book of James, James chapter 1 verse 5, says, any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given. So God is ready to give you heavenly wisdom. The only thing is that you have to seek after him. You have to ask for it. And when we are talking about godly wisdom, we are talking about seeking after our Lord Jesus Christ. Because Jesus himself is the wisdom of God. And when you have him, then in that case, you have everything. What you have is more than silver. What you have is more than gold. What you have is more than the precious jewel. So it's better to have Jesus. You see, when you have him, you are guaranteed riches and honor. You are guaranteed pleasantness. You are guaranteed peace having Jesus Christ. Now, when we are talking about wisdom, the Bible makes us to also understand that wisdom means to fear God, to reverence God. It tells us in that same Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. It says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight. The knowledge of the Holy One is insight. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. So if you truly want wisdom, then you need to fear God. You need to reverence God. And you fear God by worshiping him. You fear God by being obedient to his instruction. Whatever he tells you, you do. Because he is the Almighty God. His desire for you is of good and not of evil. When we have wisdom of God, it tells us to control our speech. Bible tells us in the book of Colossians chapter 4 verse 6, it says, let your speech always be gracious and seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each person. A person that has the wisdom of God dwelling in him or her, that person will be gracious in his spoken word, will be careful to say the right thing. Why? Because it's not him that is really talking. It's the Spirit of God that is directing him or her. So the Almighty God will direct your word. He will put his words in your mouth. And as a result of that, your word will be seasoned with salt, and anyone that hears that word, it will bring comfort to them. It will bring encouragement to them. May the Lord grant you wisdom in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Principally also, when we have the wisdom of God, he gives us the grace to make the right decision. You'll be able to take the right decision. Going back to that, Proverbs chapter 3, reading from verse 5 to 6. Proverbs 3, reading from verse 5 to 6, he says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. Say, in all your ways acknowledge him. And he says, he will make straight your path. Brothers and sisters, you want your path to be made straight? You want to make the right decision? Then seek after the wisdom of God. When you have his wisdom, then you will be able to make the right decision. You will not make a decision that you will regret in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The decision that you make that will bring about calamity, destruction, the Almighty God will grant you the grace not to make such decision in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. You will be led by his Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Also, as a leader, you need the wisdom of God for you to be able to discern between good and evil. In the book of 1 Kings chapter 3, reading verse 9, it says, give your servant therefore an understanding mind to govern your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to govern this your great people? That is Solomon, seeking after the wisdom of God. And we all know that Solomon is classified as one of the greatest kings of Israel. Why? Because he has so much wisdom that everybody was going there to see him. He went to God, as at the beginning of his reign. He went to God and asked God for, and God gave him wisdom. After making the sacrifice, God asked Solomon, what do you want? Solomon did not ask God for the neck of his enemy. He did not ask God for wealth. He asked God for wisdom. But having asked God for wisdom, he was able to get everything. So brothers and sisters, as a leader, you are in a leadership position. And when I talk about being in leadership position, you don't need to become the pastor or the CEO or whatever. Every one of us is a leader in one way or the other. So to help you to make the right judgment, He will help you not to lead people astray by having the wisdom of God. What about our times of trials? Because trials will come, whether we like it or not. But when you have wisdom, you'll be able to know how to cope with those trials when they come. The Bible tells us in the book of James, James chapter 3 verse 13, say, who is wise and understanding among you? By his good conduct, let him show his work in the meekness of wisdom. In the meekness of wisdom. So when challenges come, you will be able to withstand those challenges because you are not taking decision without having been led by the Spirit of God. Because brothers and sisters, whether we like it or not, challenges will come our way. It will come our way. The God that made the mountains is the one that make the valley. Is the one that make the straight road. Is the one that make the crooked way. So whenever we pass through all this, because in our journey of life, we have to pass through the mountain. We have to pass through the valley. We have to pass through the straight road. We have to pass through the crooked way. But no matter what, when you have the wisdom of God, He'll be able to help you to navigate correctly. And at the end of the day, the Almighty God will grant you wisdom in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In our relationship, we need the wisdom of God. In book of Colossians chapter 4, Colossians chapter 4, reading from verse 5, it says, walk in wisdom towards outsiders, making the best use of time. So you have to walk with wisdom. So in your relationship with people, you need wisdom. Because at times people will do things that you begin to wonder what is happening. But the wisdom of God, you'll be able to know what to do. May the Lord grant you wisdom in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. You need wisdom to start a relationship. And you need wisdom to keep a relationship. And God will grant you that wisdom in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. At every stage of your life, you'll be able to make the right decision. What makes you not to be a fool is the level of wisdom that you have. In the book of Proverbs chapter 10 verse 6 says, the wise of heart will receive commandment, but the babbling fool will come to ruin. I pray that you will not be classified amongst the fools. You will not be a babbling fool. You will not come to ruin. Because why? The Spirit of God resides in you. The Spirit of God is guiding you at all stage, and at the end of the day, the Almighty God will cause you to be victorious. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, you need wisdom to excel in whatever you do. Proverbs 24 reading from verse 3 says, by wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established. So brothers and sisters, you want to build your business, you want to build your home, you want to build your career, whatever you want to build, why don't you seek for the wisdom of God? And the wisdom of God with you, you'll be able to make a success out of your life. But when we are talking about this wisdom, I said at the beginning that when I'm talking about wisdom, I'm talking about Jesus Christ, having the Spirit of God dwelling in you. You cannot expect Him to release wisdom unto you if you do not know Him. If you know Him, then you can get His wisdom. So if you are hearing me today and you do not have a relationship with this Jesus I'm talking about, why don't you accept Him today so that He can decorate you with wisdom from above? That so doing, you will not be able to make wrong decisions. But rather, every decision you make will be guided by His Spirit. And as a result of that, you begin to experience greater changes in your life for the better in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. So just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Forgive me my trespasses. And write my name in the book of life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I want to thank you for this, your children that have given their lives unto you. I say, Lord, have mercy upon them in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Forgive them their sins and let them never go back to living a life of sinners, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. For every one of you that have heard this message, may the peace of the Lord dwell with you. May the Lord continue to guide and direct you. May His power be demonstrated in every area of your life for His glory, in Jesus' mighty name. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request, or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.